to another edition of ILTA's Ask the Expert podcast series. I'm Christy Cole with ILTA, and I'm here with Matt Davidson, the project manager at Qualcomm. We're excited to have you with us, Matt.
Thanks, Christy. Happy to be here.
With the creation of project management offices, also known as PMOs, and the hiring of full-time project managers, some organizations have witnessed that projects are taking longer to get designed, proposed, approved, and implemented. Project managers often want to have a formal project methodology requiring intensive paperwork, more meetings to gather requirements, etc., and this process can significantly increase the amount of time it takes projects to get off the ground. But there are also issues with projects that don't involve in-depth methodologies, which is better. Matt, these are the areas we'd like to discuss with you. So does your organization have a PMO or full-time project manager? And if so, how long has that role been established?
So yes, we do have a PMO, although we don't call it that. We have four full-time project managers in a litigation group here at Qualcomm working on discovery matters and then internal projects, so software upgrades, process improvements, and the like. We started with two project managers about 4 years ago, and we've grown the team since then.
Well, that follows into this next question quite well, since the position has been around for about 4 years for your team. How have project management processes changed within about the last 5 years?
Let me look at this actually two ways. So one, sort of just like the macro legal industry level, and then how we've done things at Qualcomm. So I'd say for the legal industry in general, it's been a huge shift. Let's say 8 to 10 years ago, maybe a little bit longer, legal industry just didn't need project managers. Looking at productions, for instance, collections were a few boxes. You'd hand over the paper, you'd say, hey, I want to produce this tomorrow, and you could handle that with a few attorneys and some support staff. Since then, there's been a huge paradigm shift in productions where you're looking at complex searches and pre-production checks and quality checks, and you have this 24 to 48 hour turnaround process that requires additional hands in the picture. And so, you know, having project managers around for that is really important. Just in general, you've had rapid growth in ESI, electronically stored information, increasing complexity in the technology, and then a real focus on cost reduction. And all of that, I think, has pushed project management to the forefront because you have all these moving pieces. If you want attorneys to focus on doing legal work, you need that project management role to kind of handle all those details. So you've always had people around executing project management, but the implementation of a robust project management methodology in its various flavors, I think, has been a big change in general. It's kind of taken time trying to tweak that and make it valuable and implementable in legal. So I think the core is the same, but the focus in legal, of course, is a little bit different. It's just taken time to make that happen. Qualcomm, 5 years ago, we were just starting our PM journey. We didn't have any official project managers, minimal PM discipline in the group. What we realized early on from working with, say, our IT legal team, who was supporting projects for us, that they had project managers. And we thought, well, hey, look at all the skills they have. Look how they're handling these things. Why don't we bring that into our group? And so we were lucky enough to pick up on that early. And I was lucky enough, of course, to be here and kind of ride that transition as it was happening. So as we grew, we, of course, as I think all groups do, we went a little too far with this. We created this really formal project manager process, a full toolkit built for discovery matters, the status forms, communication plans, risk logs, issue logs, RFP guidelines, et cetera, because we had all these areas to tackle as we moved discovery from sort of a one-off response to a repeatable business process. I think we created this toolkit in hopes of anticipating every potential scenario, which seems kind of funny to me now because you just can't do that with project management, but clearly at the time we were still learning. But you figure this out as you kind of walk through the paces, what really works and which things are going to stick around and keep on. In addition, I think what's really helped project management is all of those supporting processes and technologies that help you create the high-quality outputs and the data platforms that expose all of the data. You know, as things move through the pipeline, exposing that data and making it available to our project managers, because I like to think that all project managers love data. I certainly do. And having that available just makes the project management of all of your matters run a little more smoothly instead of, you know, you digging through individually in every single case trying to pull out the relevant data that's going to help you manage that project. So the platforms and the processes, I think, have really, at least at Qualcomm, really helped support the project management effort. The other really big thing that's helped out our project management effort at Qualcomm in the last 5 years has been a business model breakthrough. Well, at least for corporate law departments, I think, can take advantage of this. A business model breakthrough on the service provider side. So we made some changes, and I think they're, you know, sort of cutting edge and revolutionary, but we'll see if that happens or not in the area of vendor management. So say 5 years ago, we used to work with a number of providers. I spent endless hours preparing budget estimates per engagement based on the custodians, the gigabytes of documents, any data I could find. And I can tell you that predicting what the price might be with those various providers and their array of pricing models is sort of a low return on investment task, because invariably something would change in the assumptions and I wouldn't be able to make that prediction stick. So in the past 2 years, we've whittled it down to one primary provider, ProSearch Strategies. We have fixed the annual agreement with them. So it's one price for all the processing, hosting, analysis, production. We negotiate that once a year, and the rest of the time I just focus on getting my work done instead of focusing on what ProSearch calls the noise in the system. So it's like the daily management of incremental processing and search tasks, cost tracking, the back and forth approvals that you need when you're paying for things one by one by one. So what's been really great is that since we have one fee for all the technology, it removes all of that consumption model calculus. So I don't have to think about the cost trade-off with anything. I just go and find the best technology, the absolute best technology for every matter. I mean, that's extremely important to us, because to ensure that we provide all these technologies to our counsel so that they can focus making on decisions for legal reasons and not cost reasons. So we saved a significant amount of money doing this with this model, and quality has been incredible. And all of that leads to my number one priority is keeping my stress level down.
Well, that makes sense. And I love hearing about all of this technology that's involved. Do you think that project management has become too formal? Should it be less formal to increase agility?
I really think it's going to depend on the maturity level of the group you're talking to. So we totally went overboard on the project management front at the beginning and then slowly reeled it back. I said, you know, we built this huge toolkit and we started figuring out, okay, what do we actually need for any given project? I think it's natural to do that when you first learn project management. It's like that shiny new toy. You want to take it everywhere, use it on everything, and we absolutely did that. So after a while, you realize you need a full charter to go order a box of paperclips. It's overly burdensome on the team, on you, on everyone involved. So at this stage, I am fully bought into sort of the less is more agile movement for certain projects. So I want to get things done right, but I want to maintain the flexibility to respond to novel situations. Again, this is largely on internal projects. I'm a really big fan of just creating something workable as fast as possible and then iterating on the solution to clean it up along the way, as opposed to, say, a six-month requirement gathering process to go and build the perfect system, which rarely ever works. You need to keep a balance.
Yeah, it certainly makes sense. What risks are involved with taking a more agile approach to project management opposed to the risks of more formal approach?
The shorter answer on this is if you go too far towards an agile approach, you might miss something up front and have to go back and rework it. On the flip side, if you go too formal, you might never get anything done at all. So you can weigh those risks, but I think that's kind of in a nutshell what it looks like. Although, again, I try never to look at this as sort of a binary trade-off, like am I going to go agile or going to do formal? It's you know, what's the right fit for that project? You know, and a good PM with the training should be able to make those trade-offs. When I dig in on this a little bit, thinking about this question, at least in terms of discovery project management, which is more of my focus than internal projects, I'd make the distinction between process and project management, which are different disciplines, but I think they get blurred a little bit in the legal industry. So with, again, discovery project management, hopefully you have your PM effort overlaid on formal processes. So I might ease back a little bit on the project management side, but I'm never going to skimp on that process. That's in stone, and that's going to stay the same way. That's regardless of case, too. So, you know, big case, small case, IP, employment, et cetera. I better be sending out the legal hold, for instance, and collecting the data the same way every time across all matters. So you look at that, you know, you distill up the commonalities, and you should bundle all of those into formal processes and manage those processes and improve those processes with that effort. But then the PM effort that's sort of overlaid, you can make the trade-offs on more or less formal.
We've pretty much touched on this, but to reiterate, how do you find the right balance for managing projects at your organization?
The unhelpful answer is I just rely on my gut. I've been around, I kind of know what needs to be done on any given matter at this point, but again, if I were to distill that a little bit, I'd say it depends on the stakeholders, the value of the project, the scope of the project, the time to complete, the resources that you might have available. And again, this is all stuff that they teach you in any good PM program, which, by the way, I highly recommend to anybody who wants to do project management as a career. I know lots of accidental project managers, I think they can be great, but I've also seen, well, for myself included, people who go and get some type of formal education around project management really gives you, you know, a better grip on the fundamentals, and I think that that can be really important.
Great. And who should ultimately determine the method used in managing a project? Should it be IT? Should it be those primary stakeholders, or should it be somebody else?
again, the project manager is probably in the hub of this decision, but you know, they're the ones who are going to have to run the project. They're the ones who, to a large degree, are accountable for the outcome of that project. But again, the flip side, I'd say it's, you know, it could be arrogant for the project manager to come in and do this in isolation, just make the decision, here's how I'm going to manage it, and everybody else, you know, get in line. I think that they should definitely take into account, you know, the wishes of any of the stakeholders and anybody involved, because, you know, one of the key elements that I think of any successful outcome of a project is how it's perceived by the customer. And so you should be taking those things into account. If I go and run roughshod over everybody involved in the project, I can tell you I'm not going to win that measure, and that's probably something pretty important. Again, it's a mix, but I haven't had too much in the way of pushback or even preferences on that. It's just luckily, you know, based on our history, our project management group has been pretty successful, and so we are able to kind of just accomplish things the way we need to.
That's great. And what are the most important factors that vendors or consultants should keep in mind when taking on the project management role in, say, a legal department?
I think this one, to me, is pretty simple. It's really just be cognizant of the culture and the individuals involved. Follow through on your promises and don't impose solutions that you've seen work somewhere else. Help us identify solutions that are going to work for us.
That's great advice. And will the concept of a PMO and project managers continue to thrive in the legal profession?
So I say yes. I think PMO, project management, whatever you call it, in the legal industry is sort of in its infancy. All the things that I was sort of explaining earlier, I think, pushed the industry this direction, the increased data, the increased complexity, focus on costs, lowering risks, all that's still in full force. I think it's all increasing to a degree. So you may not have project management or PM or PMO around as a buzzword for much longer, but I think that the underlying stuff is going to be there. Because when you boil down project management, I think it's just about getting things done better. We have a saying at Qualcomm, consistent, compliant, cost-effective. And all of our project managers really take this to heart, and I think we've been really successful in creating an environment where everyone is focused on those elements. The core elements of project management don't really change, so whether you call it a PMO or something else, that PM skill set and the methodology, I think, are going to be around for a long time.
And I think this ties in a little bit to what you're just mentioning, but business functions throughout the organization are increasingly managing their own projects. Is this good or bad, and who do you believe are the project managers of tomorrow?
For the first question, I think it's great. I'll qualify that a little bit. We have this amazing IT legal group that helps us out with our internal projects. But inserting someone on the project from our side has been really helpful. We're the ones who know the processes, the functions that are being updated and replaced in these efforts. We know why the process is the way it is. We know why the change is going to be valuable. We know who's affected by those changes. And we're in a better position to sell or to handle the change management effort. But then on the flip side, there's no way that I have the knowledge or the background to manage, say, the programmers or the systems people, and I never want to try to do that. So I think that the key there is really creating the right relationship. And since now both of those groups have project management embedded, we're able to speak the same language back and forth. And so I think that's really valuable. Your second question, the project manager of the future, I've seen the best legal PMs are all sort of generalists. So they have broad interest in, you know, the legal industry in general, in technology and project management. They have good people skills. One other critical aspect that I don't hear enough is they have that ability to sell the vision of the project and to energize everybody on that project team to the finish line. So in the future, I see more of the generalist rather than, say, a one-dimensional, you know, this person is really technical or this person is really organized, which the organized thing I think is funny because I think that's sort of an expectation of all project managers, but I think it's a little bit of a mixed characterization of what project management is really all about. Yes, organization is a component, but it's all those other things sort of wrapped in it. So I see that as the future vision of project management in legal.
Those are all some really great things for people who want to become project managers to keep in mind. With that, we are at the end of our time together, so I'd like to thank the listeners who joined us, and a special thank you to Matt. We really appreciate you sharing your insight and expertise.
All right, great. Thanks, Christy, and thanks, everyone, for listening.